SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel's military describes it as a very grave incident of global consequence. Backed by Iran, Yemen's Houthi rebels have seized a cargo ship in the Red Sea. The vessel with ties to Israel was commandeered in a crucial Red Sea shipping lane. The rebels promise more of the same until Israel halts its anti-terror military campaign in Gaza. Israeli forces in control of the largest hospital in Gaza have facilitated the evacuation of hundreds of patients, including premature babies, from the Al-Shifa hospital.
No, yesterday we evacuated people from the Al-Shifa hospital in coordination, like we did the babies today at the request of the administration of the hospital. That is what we've been doing. You know, we had requested for several weeks now that the hospital be evacuated. And unfortunately, the different organizations did not deem it possible.
Israeli military spokesman Peter Lerner speaking with Sky News. Also at SRNNews.com, the tributes are legion for a former first lady who died yesterday afternoon at the age of 96.
News of Rosalynn Carter's death on Sunday afternoon came just 2 days after she entered hospice care at home in Plains, Georgia. A statement from the Carter Center says the former First Lady died peacefully with family by her side. Mrs. Carter is being remembered as being a champion of mental health. She was diagnosed with dementia nearly 6 months ago. Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter were married for 77 years, the longest married presidential couple in American history. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Traffic flowing again on Interstate 10 in Los Angeles, reopened ahead of schedule following an arson fire 9 days ago. The search for the arsonist goes on. Authorities have pictures of a person of interest. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 11 points higher. This is SRN News. Americans are losing faith in science.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, only 57% of adults say science has had a mostly positive effect on society. That's down 10 points from before the pandemic. It would appear that coronavirus lockdowns and conflicting advice on whether or not to wear a mask has eroded public confidence in the scientific community. The decision by the medical profession to embrace transgenderism wholesale has not helped either. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The nation's largest Christian university says it will fight a $38 million fine levied by the federal government over allegations that it misrepresented the exact cost of its programs. Grand Canyon University, which enrolls more than 100,000 students, mostly online, says it's filing an appeal with the U.S. Education Department. And if that appeal fails, the Phoenix-based school says it's prepared to file a federal lawsuit. This is SRN News. Well, sometimes international diplomacy can be downright painful. A case in point.
Austrian President Alexander Van der Bellen has had a rather unusual encounter during an official visit to Moldova when that country's first dog bit him on the hand. Van der Bellen was meeting with Moldovan President Maia Sandu to discuss Moldova's bid to join the European Union. His hand has been bandaged, but he says he's doing fine and certainly does not blame the dog at all. Jason Walker reporting.
A faded, cracked felt hat worn by Napoleon has sold for $2.1 million at a Paris auction of the French emperor's belongings. The hat was initially valued at $650,000. However, the bidding quickly escalated from that initial price. More details, SRNNews.com.